Leslie Smith on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures talking about the news behind the grain markets today and also your closing numbers here next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and sustainable. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures were generally under pressure today, with one bright spot being the soybeans. But corn closed down 2.5 to 3.5 cents. December corn down 2.5 at 364 3/4, about 3/4 of a cent off of the low. If you look at the chart there, of course, still below the moving average. Been getting a little bit stronger over the past 10 trading days or so, but today it was lower. Beans were the bright spot here, up 0.25 cent in January beans, 3 cents off the low. March beans up 0.5 at 866 3/4. If you look at the chart there, just like the other ones, below the moving average. Yesterday was a really good, strong key reversal, so there was a little bit of follow-through buying today that helped the market be higher. And then the weakest contract on the board was the Chicago wheat futures, down 11.5 in the December, down 10 in March. The December chart, of course, after yesterday's big surprise reversal, it's trending back to the downside. And of course, like the other grains, they're still below their moving average as well. Kansas City wheat down 6 to 7 cents, with December Kansas City at 4.57 on the low here, down 7.5 cents. So quite disappointing there for it.
We'll have more analysis right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else are traders looking at today?
News-wise, this week is going to be a holiday-shortened and probably light news week here for the grain and all commodities for that matter. We did have a crop condition and progress report yesterday. Winter wheat was 53% good to excellent. Normally for this week, last year for this week, it was 58%. So a little bit behind last year. It is 96% planted, where normally we're 100% planted, so a little bit behind on the plantings as well for winter wheat. Tomorrow, the hours will be regular, but on Thursday, grain futures will be closed, and they will close early on Friday. They close at noon on Friday. Outside factors here, we're hearing some stuff out of Argentina that their newly elected official may lower or lift the export taxes on grains. Farmers are expected to sell up to $8 billion worth of grain here in the next short while. That could impact the price of grains worldwide. And also, Turkey shot down that Russian jet fighter. It doesn't look like there's going to be any immediate impact on U.S. ag prices, but that could lead to maybe some changes down the road. Other than that, everybody have a happy Thanksgiving, and we will talk to you on Friday.
That's Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how can people reach you?
877-431-9805.
Ian, recapping your markets, December live cattle down 192 at 130.25. February down 170 at 132.50. January feeder cattle 72 lower at 164.67. March down 47 at 163 even. December lean hogs down 22 at 57.22. February down 77 at 57.50. December Kansas City wheat down 7 at 457.5. March down 5.5 at 472.5. December Chicago wheat down 10 and 3 quarters at 484 and a quarter. December corn down 3 at 364 and a quarter. March down 3 and a half at 369 and a half. January soybeans down a half at 863 and 3 quarters. March unchanged at 866 and a quarter. December cotton up 44 at 6060. March up 34 at 6194. That's your market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.